Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
Praise the Lord, my friends, and welcome to this program. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. This program is spiritual, therefore it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit for you is this radio program. Because this program is listener-supported and cannot stay on the air without your help and support with your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. And that's the truth. Now for my last days, end times, quick Bible study. King James Version from Matthew chapter 13, verses 49 and 50. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Watchman comment. Let's review the meaning of these verses and, of course, the word angel. An angel is a messenger, an envoy, one who is sent as a messenger from God, here sent forth unto all the world, and in this case to sever, which means to mark off from others by boundaries, to exclude sinners as disreputable or those of bad or immoral reputation. These are the sinners who bring annoyances and perils of a time full of peril to Christian faith and steadfastness, causing pain and trouble, needing a deliverance from evil, referring to Satan, the father of sin. Those who are severed or separated from the upright, the righteous, the virtuous, who keep the commands of God, who do not allow sin to rule in their lives. The righteous attaining heaven, while the unrighteous or wicked shall be cast into hell, the furnace of fire, where in eternal pain and torment there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. Do not go there, my friends, for that is a prison of eternal torment from which there is no escape. Instead, get right and get ready. Jesus is coming. Amen and amen. Glory to God. Let's separate ourselves from the unjust on this program as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
5:5.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, saith the Lord, have not I called unto thee in these last days? Am I not drawing thee out, saith God, out to reach out to those whom I will save in these last days. For I have called and chosen thee, saith the Lord, because I know you well. I know your heart, I know your desires, and I know that you will serve me well, saith God. Be patient, for there are many things to do, and I will open the doors as the time comes, saith the Lord.
Even though it is a time for destruction and wrath upon the world, I have restoration for my remnant of people that are believing in me. For I am preparing my bride. I only say unto my bride, and believe my words, and trust me when I say unto you, soon I shall come.
Hallelujah! And now a True Truth Prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, as I always say on this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 19 through 22. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Watchman comment. Quenching the spirit is one of the six deadly sins that can be committed against the spirit of the Lord. The word quench here means to suppress or stifle the divine influence. What divine influence, you might say? Well, thank you for thinking about that. The answer to that is really easy because this verse follows with the explanation of one of those divine influences, prophecy. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19 clearly teaches us not to despise prophecy, which is a divine influence gifting from Yahweh's Spirit, the Holy Ghost. My. It's one of those bad sins that you can commit, and so many commit, quenching. My, oh my. The word despise here means to not take into account, to simply refuse to hear prophecy or to despise prophecy utterly. To unqualify prophecy is a sin of refusal of a holy, absolute amen. Prophecy is used in the New Testament concerning the utterance of the Old Testament prophecies, of the predictions of events relating to Christ's kingdom and its speedy triumph, together with the consolidations and admonitions pertaining to it. The spirit of prophecy, the divine mind, to which of the prophetic faculty honoring is due. Prophets are therefore teachers of Yahweh's will, teaching as the gifts and utterances of these prophets, especially of those predictions of the works of which, set apart to teach the gospel, will accomplish for the kingdom of Christ. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. So get right and get ready. Michael from Ohio and Bobby and Juanita from Virginia obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. Father, I pray that you would bless them, Lord, and I pray, Lord, you would touch their hearts. And I thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Amen and amen. Father, just bless them mightily. Bless Michael and meet all his needs, and Bobby and Juanita and meet their needs, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for jobs and good places to live and rent that's affordable and all the things that are necessary in this life. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth on this program. Amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, verse 52. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming, Watchman's Shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Now, men are victims of military sex assaults. My, oh my. Do I have to say I told you so? Continuing. While the full picture remains far from clear, signs of the ill effect of the Democrat-initiated law allowing homosexuals to serve in the U.S. military without hiding their sexual preferences are beginning to appear. The newest reports for fiscal year 2011 have just come out, and Elaine Donnelly, president of the Center for Military Readiness, immediately noted that sexual misbehavior was on the rise in 2011. She had completed an analysis of the reports, including the overall military assessment of sexual assault as well as the Army's Gold Book report, and it cites 515 rapes, 414 aggravated sexual assaults, and 349 forcible sodomies documented by just the Criminal Investigation Command in 2011. Watchman comment, I told you allowing open homosexuals in the U.S. military would cause problems no normal person could even think of, because homosexuals aren't normal. They're abnormal. They're perverted. Now, here are the men being raped by other men. My, oh my. A last day sign of the times, for it is what will happen in the last days. Sodom and Gomorrah will rise again. But let's look at Isaiah chapter 3, verse 9. The shoe of their countenance, which means show, of course, doth witness against them, and they declare their sin as Sodom. They hide it not. Woe unto their soul, for they have rewarded evil unto themselves. My, my, my. That puts it quite clearly and plainly, does it not, that verse? My, my, my. Continuing. Chemist gives three toxic reasons to end water fluoridation. Water fluoridation has been hailed by the Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, as one of the 10 great public health achievements of the 20th century for its purported ability to prevent tooth decay. But you can't believe everything the government tells you, don't you know? Behind this glowing accolade lies a glaring scientific truth. Fluoridation is one of the greatest public health threats of modern times. Here are the reasons. Number one, fluoride causes joint pain and fluorosis. Number two, fluoride can cause cancer. My, my, my. Number three, ingesting fluoride doesn't even prevent cavities. Oh, boy. Fluoride in the water doesn't protect against cavities. I don't care if a million dentists believe this to be true. It simply isn't true. Studies on fluoride ingestion prove it. It's very straightforward. Those who swallow fluoride do not have less cavities than those who do. Watchman comment, but, if you swallow fluoride, that is when joint pain and cancer starts. There is even a warning on most toothpaste tubes to not swallow it. When we drink water laced with fluoride, our biochemistry changes for the worst, and that's the truth. Continuing. Many U.S. hospitals, including children's hospitals, continue to serve McDonald's fast food in their cafeterias. Many people still think of hospitals as places where the sick become healthy and where disease is nursed into wellness. But these notions could not be further from the truth. Besides hospitals being cesspools of antibiotic-resistant superbugs and filth in many cases, dozens of U.S. hospitals, including children's hospitals, continue to serve McDonald's fast food to guests in their cafeteria and their lobbies. Watchman comment, and McDonald's fast foods are not good for you, my friends. Just take a plain old McDonald's hamburger, buy one of those things, and just leave it set in the counter. It will not deteriorate at all. It will not mold. It will not fungus. It will just sit there and harden. Yuck. That's what it does in your stomach, too. Not to mention all those chemicals that keep it from doing all those things that you are then ingesting. Continuing. New Zealand women's Coca-Cola habit blamed for her death. Oh, boy. The Coca-Cola company is currently embroiled in an investigation involving a New Zealand woman who allegedly died as a result of drinking too much of the company's sugary Coca-Cola beverage. According to reports, Natasha Marie Harris had been consuming a steady diet of roughly 2 gallons a day of Coca-Cola in the years before her untimely death at the young age of 30. It was her ridiculous Coca-Cola habit that appears to have pushed her over the limit, robbing her body of potassium and eventually leading to liver and heart problems that culminated in a fatal heart attack. My, my, my. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson now? Or will you continue to drink and eat all these junk foods? And this Coca-Cola is a junk food, as along with Pepsi and all the rest. Carbonized beverages are not good for you. Continuing.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. It's back! Mad cow disease, our favorite prion from planet Bovine Polis, has once again reared its ugly folded protein head in a California dairy cow. I'm using some adjectives there that aren't quite true, you see, continuing. It was detected there just a few days ago, but have no fear, courageous American beef eaters, U.S. authorities have declared it to be a random mutation. Oh, sure, continuing. Meaning that mad-cow disease prions spontaneously appear without cause in that cow, and that most certainly, absolutely, assuredly, and definitely was not due to anything in the cow feed, or so they say. That's a relief, is it not? Well, not for me, continuing. Because if we can explain mad cow disease by simply invoking magic, i.e. spontaneous generation, etc., then who needs to look further into what those dairy cows are being fed, don't you know? In response to this latest case cover-up of bovine spongy encephalopathy in the USA, South Korea has banned all sales of U.S. beef. My, my, my. Watchman comment. Here it goes again. It takes such a high temperature to kill the mad cow, you could not, and I assure you, you would not, want to eat the meat cooked to a blackened crisp. I believe, if I remember correctly, something like 1,200 degrees to kill mad cow. Continuing. Antarctica's massive ice shelves are shrinking rapidly because they are being eaten away from below by warm water, a new study has found, that suggests that future sea levels could rise faster than many scientists have been predicting. The western chunk of Antarctica is losing 7 meters of its floating ice each year. My, my, my. Fulfilling this prophecy I spoke Sunday, January 18th, back in 2009, though it's been fulfilled a few times before, here it is.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true. That my prophets do not speak falsely, but truly, saith God.
Continuing, drug giant American company, creator of the human papillomavirus HPV vaccine, Gardasil, has been ordered by a federal judge in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, to fork over $321 million in criminal fines for illegally marketing Vioxx, a dangerous painkiller drug. Watchman comment, my oh my, do I have to say I told you so? Okay, I told you so. Continuing. Health crimes against humanity. Greedy corporations, mad scientists, and powerless controlled politicians do not care about you and me. Chemtrails are poisoning the sky, fluoride is polluting the water, and our food supply is a dumping ground for dangerous chemicals. Also, an independent scientific panel has determined that perfluorooctanoic acid, PFOA, also known as C8, a commercial substance produced by chemical giant DuPont that causes kidney and testicular cancer in humans. For more than 50 years, DuPont has been producing PFOAs for use in non-stick cookware, grease-resistant food packaging, and stain-resistant furniture, carpeting, and clothing. Do we really believe that health insurance will protect us from all this nonsense, all this contamination of our food and water supplies and furniture, etc., carpeting and clothing? My, oh my. Continuing. Apostate pastor Joel Osteen states Romney and Obama are Christians. And he says, I see Mormons as brothers in Christ. The litmus test, according to Osteen, is the belief that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, a central tenet of the Christian faith and one that Romney has openly embraced. Osteen made his comments about the presidential candidate during an interview. Watchman comment, Mormons, my friends, are not brothers in Christ because of their church doctrines that twist Yahweh's word. Study Mormonism to show thyself approved, Mr. Joel Osteen, and I'm not going to call you a pastor because you don't preach sin and you don't preach a lot of stuff you ought to be preaching. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. And why call ye me Lord, Lord?
and do not the things which I say. Matthew chapter 7, verses 21 and through 23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, but many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? Now the last verse, Matthew chapter 7, verse 23, the Lord speaking, and then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Watchman comment, my friends, many call Christ Lord, but they do not do the things that he tells them to do. My. That doesn't make them Christian, does it? Continuing. Republicans eye missile defense site on the U.S. East Coast. The plan would require the Secretary of Defense to conduct an environmental impact review by December 31, 2013, on possible locations on the East Coast of the United States for the deployment of a missile defense site. U.S. forces currently deploy a combined total of 30 operational missile interceptors in silos in Fort Greely, Alaska, and Vandenberg Air Force Base in Central California. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth Quick Bible Study as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, and when you do, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, instead of sending it for million-dollar condos. My. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the true truth. And by the way, I live in a little 25-by-32 log cabin that I built myself. It's not valued at $1 million. It's not valued at $100,000. It might be valued at a few thousand, but it is hand-built, so I doubt it's valued by much. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, for we walk by faith, not by sight. I'll look forward to finding your letter in P.O. Box 122 this week, and may God bless you, my, for your heart to give. Glory to God. Please write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, town is Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, New York abbreviate N-Y, zip 13797, USA. I'll repeat that in a moment for you to check what you wrote down. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world, and today's world is getting as about unfree as it can get, don't you know? Now for our ending True Truth Quick Bible Study from, let me see, the NIV? No. Thompson Chain? No. Right from the original King James Version. Psalms chapter 69, verse 32. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God. My friends. There is an important lesson here in this short verse, as in other places in the Word of God, namely that humility and gladness go together. What do the humble and the joyous have in common? Why, they both look up. The humble are those who don't look down on anyone. The truly humble look up all the time. They have to look up because their eyes are fixed on God, and He's up above them. So how do you look down and you have your eyes fixed on God? My. The joyous are always looking up as well. Otherwise, they wouldn't be rejoicing, don't you know? The joyous are those who believe in the good news, so therefore they rejoice. And can't you hear the rejoicing in this watchman's voice? Hallelujah, amen. I'm a child of the Most High, a child of the King. Glory to God. Continuing. The prideful, however, are those who think they're above everything and everyone else, and so they look down on people. The prideful are connected to the others who look down, the cynical, the doubting, the despairing, the depressed, the sorrowful, and the hopeless. In the same way that the humble and the joyous go together, so do pride and despair. Therefore, humility leads to joy, and pride leads to despair, don't you know? My listening friends, let's get our eyes off of ourselves, because that's where pride comes in and gets a hold of us, especially you and especially me. And we need to get off our problems and off the world around us. Let's fix our eyes on Almighty Yahweh, the Redeemer of our souls. Let's be counted by God as among those who look up in humility and also those who look up in joy. Maranatha, my friends, the day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach all their call in a church service by Pastor Moore.
God is saying, hey, the days are getting closer, folks. We've all heard it. We've heard it all day today that Jesus is coming soon. He's coming faster and faster. The time is getting shorter and shorter. And I got a question. What are you going to do when he comes for you?
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Moore. God bless you, my friend. And all you friends out there are listening, when you know Christ, Jesus, as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. If you fear the end times, maybe you should look at your salvational fruits. Maybe you need to work on your salvational fruits. But you will be blessed and ready when you do. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, to Frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. If you can hear 9350, or even if you cannot hear 9350, I want to know about it. Please, it's important that you let me know by calling or writing. Thank you. That's 9350 this coming Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate your time for the other time zones. And for more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, please be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website and let me know how this radio program is doing. I'd appreciate it. And don't forget to tell me what night you listened, whether it was Wednesday night and the date, if you would, or Saturday night and the date. You can also do that with my phone number. But just remember, when you're calling after the program, really tells me what's going on. So if you call later in the week, make sure you tell me the day and the date. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? Here is the address, Morse Quickly, so you can check. SIGNSPO Box 122. LISLENY 13797. Now, my friends, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. It's really best when you call in after the program. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. When I know you're listening, it helps. It really does help keep Signs on the air, and it certainly keeps my joy level up, don't you know? It sure does. That's the true truth. I only have one line. So if you enjoy me, call me so I can enjoy you. Hallelujah. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial. If it is busy, until you get through. Thanks. Get ready. Here it comes. My 24/7 virtual recorder number. 1-6-0-7-2-0 1-5-6-6-3. Repeating faster to check it if you wrote it down. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that prepares you for the last days and times that you live in right now, today. Remember, you are loved. Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Thanks again, my friends. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.